Hi, everyone. I'm Maya Fleming, and you're listening to Gentler, a podcast about postgrad life, adulthood, and self-care. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Gentler Podcast. I'm Maya, and I'm so happy to have you all here. It has been a couple of weeks since I put up a new episode, and while that was semi-unintentional, it was extremely necessary. I'm sure you all know that I was really pumping things out in October, putting the course launch together, launching the course, all that. So it was so much, and I'm so like proud of everything I put into it. But I needed a break, to be quite honest. And this is the 35th episode of season 3, which started over the summer. So I have been putting out a ton of content lately. So I needed a breather. I also spent that time chatting with a lot of you, did a lot of conversations with listeners and just hearing about what your lives are going like and, you know, what you need from Gentler and what you would hope self-care looks like for you ideally. If you're interested in doing calls like that in the future, then definitely get on the email list. I will have that in the show notes. That's where I really reach out primarily for things like that. I also put out a feeler on social media, on the Instagram account, but I have been doing them with the email list much earlier. So anyways, let's go ahead and get into this episode. I wanted to go back to pluses and deltas. I think last episode, maybe I only did it once. I was doing like the self-care I want to try or something. But since I've taken such a pause, I felt like it'd be useful to go ahead and do pluses and deltas. I did not prepare these beforehand, so prepare for a ramble. Plus, I am feeling kind of on top of my money. I mean, like, that's always a plus. Like, I definitely, relative to last year, feel way on top of my money. That was the whole reason I decided to really push with the financial self-care content, because I had so much to share. But lately, like this past season, because I think this time of year is normally very stressful for me with the holidays. I have friends with birthdays this time of year, so I financially am pulled in a lot of different directions. But I don't know, I had a moment of, when I bought my plane tickets to go home, I just was like, huh, that wasn't stressful. I found a good deal. Like, I felt good about money. I don't have really much more money than, you know, like I don't have much like free money to spend than I did last year or anything, but you know, I work the same job. I haven't received a pay increase. I make more money with Gentler, but you know, it goes towards my financial goals. So I don't have as much in my, I don't have much more in my account, but my feelings towards money are so different. So I thought that was really cool. Deltas, I am so incredibly tired. Like, I am exhausted. I'm exhausted right now, to be honest, but I also feel good about it because sometimes I'm tired. And it's like burnout, you know, and right now I'm tired because I've been working hard and I've been challenging myself and I am going to continue to do so. And because I've been working hard, I allowed myself space for rest. So today has been a very packed day. I'm actually recording a vlog as we speak. Let me actually turn the camera off so I don't run through all the battery. All right, I'm back. I'm actually vlogging it, like I said, so you all can see. But today was just a lot of work. But when I get it all done, I'll have the entire week to just relax and be present and enjoy life. So I'm appreciative to myself and proud of myself for doing that. That is preparatory self-care at work, folks. Like, I really wish I could just go get in bed right now. And if it gets too difficult, I definitely will, because I'm not super pressed. Like, you know, I listen to myself. I'm going to challenge myself as hard as I can. And then, you know, whatever happens, happens. I will be checking in and letting you all know. That is pretty much all I can think of at the moment. Obviously, so much more has happened and I have had so many other feelings, but I don't want to drag it on while I try to think of all those things. We can go ahead and get into the episode. So today's episode is all about affirmations. I've done episodes on affirmations before. I've talked about acting as if, but I recently put out a feeler on the Gentler Instagram at GentlerPod, if you don't already follow. And I asked you all if you believe affirmations really work. And I think most of you said, yes, you do. But there was quite a number of you who didn't think that they worked. And, you know, I am with you because I used to think they didn't work at all. I thought they were just flowery and like woo-woo and didn't really have any real effect. I'm not going to get too much into why you should use affirmations because I've done an episode like that in a blog post. I'll put them in the show notes. But today I wanted to talk more about how to really use affirmations effectively so that you're getting the most out of them. So the first thing, I have three things for y'all to help to really like zero in on your affirmations and make them effective and use them correctly. So the first thing is being specific about your goal. So when you have a shift, any shift that you're going through, you have to want that shift more than you want the comfort of your current reality. Even if you're not in love with your life right now, there's some type of comfort that goes along with it simply because it's familiar. Most of the time, I'm not going to, you know, speak for everyone, but I know for myself, I want so much greater than what I have. But sometimes, you know, like I look around, I'm like, my life is pretty good. If I don't achieve much more, I think I'd be fine with this. And so it keeps me from really pushing for like the extra and going for the extra and recognizing that I deserve the extra. So I have to really, really vividly visualize what the desired outcome at the end of the shift would be. And that requires me to be very specific. So you have to be very specific about your goal whenever you're coming up with affirmations. If you are saying like flowery general affirmations, a lot of the ones that you'll find in like the list and all that, you have to find a way to make them specific. I offer a free booklet of affirmations. And the goal with that is to kind of get you started and help you point you in the direction that you need to go with affirmations. So instead of saying something like, oh, I have a beautiful life. My life is beautiful. What does that mean to you? You know, that the meaning can get lost. Maybe one day you kind of felt that and it brought up a lot of feelings and emotions and you felt good about it. But as you say that, you kind of lose the meaning and the context is blurred a little bit. So instead, be very specific on what makes your life beautiful. Are you surrounded by people who love you? Do you have a comfortable home? Say those things as affirmations instead. Do you have a certain amount in your bank account that makes you feel safe and secure? Like, what do those things mean? And when you really have gotten at the meaning of the affirmation, that's when you know you're in the sweet spot. The next thing is to write an affirmation that is realistic but challenging. So I talk about this in a few episodes, but it's something that people, that I notice a lot of people messing up on. And it's writing out statements that are just utterly unbelievable, untrue, and unrealistic. Now, you might be thinking, okay, I thought our affirmations were supposed to reflect our ideal life, our dream reality. And that's true, but let's think about this. Let's say that you are trying to bring about financial freedom and like money or whatever. Now, y'all know my thoughts on striving for richness and just blanket wealth. I don't encourage you to do that at all. I don't like it. But let's just, for argument's sake, say that you were giving an affirmation and saying like, I am a millionaire. I am a millionaire. Every day you wake up and you look yourself in the face and you say, I am a millionaire. You have the sticky note like I told you and it's in your wallet and it says, I am a millionaire, yada, yada, yada. Okay, but you actually have $2 in your bank account. So you're not a millionaire. And that's just the fact of the matter. And if you keep saying like, I will be a millionaire, there are a lot of people who say that keeps your affirmation or your dream reality pushed in the future because you keep saying like, I will be, and you're not like actually claiming something for yourself now. So, and then here's the thing why you shouldn't, another reason why you shouldn't say, or why I wouldn't recommend you say things like, I'm a millionaire, when you are clearly not one. Every time you say, I'm a millionaire, and you don't have anywhere near $1 million in your bank account, and you, especially if you don't have enough to survive in your bank account, you are constantly reminding yourself that you only have $2 in your bank account. And that's going to make you frantic and dejected and just feel all around bad about your financial situation and yourself. You're not going to feel any gratitude towards your money, and you're going to act from a place of lack. And so you're going to be actively working against the future and the reality that you're trying to claim for yourself because you keep throwing it in your face that you don't have any money. Now, instead, I would say things like, my bank account is growing, or I find new ways to earn income every day, because that's a statement that might not be over, like it might not like exhibit your exact reality, but it's something that is believable. It's affirmations are supposed to be a stretch. So don't feel bad if it's not entirely true. It's supposed to be a stretch, but it's also supposed to be something that you can believe. If you can't believe it, then it's literally not going to happen. Give it up. It's not happening. Until you can wrap your mind around the fact that something is possible and that something is actually happening, it is not going to work. It will be entirely ineffective. I wasted so much time repeating affirmations that I really just did not believe in. And so every time I said something I didn't believe in, my mind was like, huh, that's not true because actually you suck. And I was acting from a place of you suck. And I kept reinforcing this idea that I will never be, instead of saying I'm a millionaire, I was reinforcing this idea of I'll never be a millionaire. Instead of saying I'm the prettiest person in the world or whatever affirmation I would use, I kept reinforcing, but actually you're not, you know. And this, I'm sure a lot of you have felt like this before. I don't know if I'm really explaining it in the best way, but a lot of times that's how affirmations are. You will say something that you actually don't believe in, that is so far from your reality that you can't connect to it, and that you know, your subconscious is always working against it, basically. So another thing that to do to help with this is to connect to your future self. And I gave an episode recently on how to do that. If you haven't listened to it yet, give it a listen. Even if you did listen to it, give it a re-listen after you listen to this one to see like what new things stick out to you, because that will really help you to connect with that ideal life so that your affirmations are a little bit more effective. And then the last thing is to consistently act as if. So I have an episode all about acting as if, but I wanted to get a little bit deeper for a second. So this has to be like the most important thing. Affirmations are not magic. So if you say something and just say it, it's not going to come true. You're not casting spells necessarily. So you have to have some type of action behind the affirmation. You have to act to make it true instead of waiting for it to be true. So the thing I always go back to is, okay, if this statement were true, the statement being the affirmation, how would I act? In this situation, if the affirmation I've been saying to myself was true, how would I act? What would my next move be? So let's go back to the examples I gave before. You know, if you're saying that I am surrounded by people who love me. If you were surrounded by people who loved you, would you be entertaining the dude who never texts you back, never honors your time, is rude to you, makes you feel bad about yourself? You know, honest question, would you? If you had a comfortable home in real life, would you be dipping into your new couch savings account for Uber Eats all the time? I don't think so. You know, like it really kind of shifts the way that you think about things. How would I act if this thing were true? It's similar to the question I ask, how does your ideal self, you know, act differently than you do? Because you're saying these affirmations and they should be statements of how your ideal life, which will someday be your real life, actually is. So you want to make sure that you're shifting your behaviors in that way, because you're not going to wake up and have your ideal life. I used to get really confused. Wow, am I wheezing? Jesus Christ. I used to have issues with acting as if because I didn't understand what it meant. I thought that if you acted as if and you were trying, let's say you were trying to like manifest money, because I got into this whole thing like when I was learning about the law of attraction and manifestation. So I'll use that example. Let's say you're trying to manifest money and you're trying to act as if. That's what everyone tells you. When you want to manifest something, you got to act as if. So for me, when I would hear that, and if I had $2 in my bank account or, you know, any type of amount, I'd be like, okay, well, if I was acting as if I was rich, well, I'd get my nails done. And I just trust that I have enough money. And, you know, the universe will double it. That's what I always hear. And that's not the way that works. Actually, you need to act as if you're the person who has that financial reality that you want. So if you find yourself in these situations of I have $2 in my bank account or I don't have enough to pay rent, then you ask yourself, okay, if I really was the person who finds new ways to make money every day, whose bank account is always growing, who feels good about money, who feels in control about money, how would I act? You know, you don't need to act for the situation, become the situation, you need to become the person. Because you're not going to wake up in your dream reality. It's going to take you showing up as that person who has the dream reality so that you can shift into that. You have to make it through the forest you're in before you get to the valley. It's not going to happen if you do it otherwise. So that is the biggest thing for me. I continuously ask myself, if these things I tell myself, if these things I strive to be true actually were true, how would I act differently than the way I act now? If I really wanted to feel good about my body and feel proud about my body, what would I be putting into it? You know, how would I be approaching grocery shopping every week? I might put in more time to find meals that make me feel good about food, but also make me feel conscious about what I'm eating. You know, I might spend more time exercising my body, but also expressing gratitude to my body for getting me through a pandemic and for my whole life and being powerful enough for me to do sports and dance and all of that. And, you know, I would just approach things differently because I have a different way of thinking. I think the biggest thing that I want to encourage you all to think about is stop chasing the situation and start striving to be the person who exists in those situations. Stop chasing like the lush, like luxurious life, and start working on becoming the person who lives that, because that's what it's going to take. Again, you are not going to wake up in a dream reality. This is not a Disney movie. You're going to have to become the person who is constantly shifting. And a small shift is still a shift. Don't put yourself down. Even if you just start waking up 5 minutes earlier, if ideal you wakes up at 5 o'clock and you're getting closer to 5 o'clock, then you're shifting. You're good. You're golden. Don't put yourself down because you feel like one shift is not important. Now, always challenge yourself to do what you can, but again, don't put yourself down. Now, that's a whole other topic. This was actually going to be the topic of this week's episode, like how important is waking up early, but I'm not going to get into that right now. Just make sure that whatever you're doing feels aligned to ideal you. So that is this week's episode on how to use affirmations correctly and effectively. If you want to check out more resources, then check the show notes. Follow us on Instagram. And I also have this as a blog post on BeGentler.com in case you want to be able to read it in the future. I love you all so much. Please rate and review the episode if it stuck with you. Share it on social media. Share it with a friend. Whatever, whatever, whatever. I feel like this was a little bit more pep talky. Let me know if you all like this style of me kind of like wagging my finger at you a little bit. I was mainly talking to myself. So before I leave, I want to just like kind of let you all in on my new strategy, or not new strategy, but something new I've been doing. I've been going through my old journals and just like reading my entries and writing to myself of what I wish I had known then at that moment. So I just completed a journal. If you follow my Instagram account, then you know that I just finished one. I got a new one, but I went through my old one. And I was just reading some of the entries, and it was mainly like stuff from the summer. And so I just kind of think to myself, okay, what did I need to know at this time? And then, you know, I think about it and I journal on it, and sometimes it becomes an episode idea. So this was one of those things. So I really hope you enjoyed it. It really came from the heart, and it was written especially for me and also for you. With all that being said, I'm going to let the outro play, and I will talk to you all soon. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Gentler. If you enjoyed it, please give it a rate and review on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Instagram for more self-care advice at GentlerPod, and check out our website for more info, www.begentler.com. Talk to you all soon. Bye!